Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Jason Warski Show.
It feels like chaos from afar, what's happening at the Iowa caucuses. And last night I was on Facebook and I'm scrolling through my feed and I see a guy and I'm like, wait, he works in Iowa. We've never spoken before, but I want to welcome to the show now. He's the news director of 1630 KCJJ in Iowa City, Tommy Lang. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Jason?
Doing good. I have followed your life over the past 5-6 years, I guess, just via Facebook. And now here we are talking business. Or it's nice to finally talk to you, put it that way. Glad to have you.
You're welcome. It's great to talk to you, too.
And we're here today because I'd love to curse. I won't. I want to say, like, Iowa, what is happening? What is happening with the Iowa caucuses? What are you hearing there that we may not be hearing in other parts of the country?
Well, there was a lot of cursing here as well, just not on the air. I'll start to kind of tell you what we did here. We decided to staff it starting at 7 o'clock last night when they started the caucuses. And we thought we'd be getting results maybe in the first hour or so, because they did this year for the first time, there were two different things that they did. And keep in mind, there are Republican caucuses and Democratic caucuses. I mean, the Republican ones weren't a big deal. Obviously, it's all for Trump. There are a couple of smaller challengers, but they were never really a threat. So we're basically concentrating this year on the Democrats. The two things they implemented were, one, an app that the precinct deputies can use to enter in the results. Now, I don't know if you know how the caucuses work. Everybody shows up at their area, the precinct, at 7. And they lock the doors. You're there unless somebody's in line. Because in this case, we had a long line, so they let people in. But you lock the doors, and everybody divides into groups. And if your group of people has a certain percentage of the total people there at the caucus, you're considered viable, and you go on to the next round. If your candidate is not considered viable, you can either just leave, or you're encouraged to try and find another candidate to support, and everybody gets to give speeches and encourage you to come to their camp.
It's like a political pep rally, isn't it, of sorts, where you have your team you pick, and if they say your team is out, then people start to go, come with us. It's trying to rally the troops.
Basically. Yeah, well, we'll do this. We'll support this part of your candidate's platform if you come over to our side. You make deals, stuff like that. And what they wanted to do this year with this app where they could report things is instead of just reporting the final results, they would give the first round, you know, how many people wanted each candidate, and then the final round, you know, here's what we wound up with. So you knew if some candidates had a little more support than some of the other candidates, even if they weren't viable, you knew how many people were supporting them in each precinct. And they were going to report those as the night went on and give us staggered results, basically.
Was this app something that people there were using, or was it for the media, or just the people running it, or was it just to follow along?
It was the people
along?
Running it. It was something the Iowa Democratic Party had a company called Shadow designed this app.
Okay.
And
it's supposed to simplify things, I guess, huh, and make it easier.
Yeah. Instead of having to pick up a phone and call and wait on hold.
Oops.
And, you know, until you could, you know, one at a time, there'd be operators, I guess, at Iowa Democratic headquarters or however that works. I've never actually run a caucus, so I don't know. But they decided, well, we'll just do this app and it'll do it automatically. Well, as we're waiting all night, we're not getting results. We're not getting results. We're not getting results. It gets to be about 3 hours in. We're filling time. The national networks are filling time. We find out, well, there's something wrong with the software. We didn't know if it was the website that was reporting. They later found out it was the app. And they said, well, it could take us a while. We're going to do it by hand since the app isn't working. And in the last hour, the Iowa Democrats have released a statement saying the app was getting the right information, but the results it was giving out were inaccurate. So they wanted to go through the paper ballots. Luckily, there's a paper trail where they can total it, but the problem is you're going ballot by ballot. And to complicate matters, a lot of people whose candidates weren't viable either threw away their ballots or took them with them. And the ballots have different staggered, you know, you put your first candidate, second candidate, third candidate on it.
Now, this is intricate. Yeah. To me, the caucuses are very intricate, but it seems like, after watching some of the coverage last night, which I thought for the first time they did a really good job of explaining how this works. It's always been a little confusing to me. I feel like I understand it more. But this sounds like something, once you know the rules, it's pretty easy to tabulate and come up with the results. And this app overcomplicated things, and it was unnecessary. And
yeah, and one of the things that kind of adds to the chaos is this isn't a state-sanctioned election. The state auditor's office, the county auditors are not involved, so sometimes one precinct might have slightly different rules than the other. Like some of them were letting people just go after they voted if they were in a viable group. They didn't have to stick around at all. There was one, I believe, in Des Moines, and this has happened a few times, where if two candidates are tied for the number of people, they literally just flip a coin. And that one gets the extra, you know, delegate that goes on to the state convention.
I love these. When people wonder how we've gotten so partisan, I think it's because we have such great systems in place, and we flip coins sometimes. I just, man, there's got to be a better way, right?
I would think.
I mean, this has been going on forever. The Iowa caucuses. It's a part of the tradition in the area. It's a big deal. It is. It's everyone talking about. Is there a concern now going forward that Iowa might lose this status as the first?
There is, but I'm also wondering if that's, you know, in the heat of the moment, because a lot of the people calling for it were the national networks, who, you know, their anchors are very frustrated, and, you know, their talking heads are frustrated. Because they wanted instant results. They had programmed it out that, okay, we'll have the results by 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, and then we can analyze them throughout the night. And because they weren't getting the results, they were forced to fill airtime. They didn't know how to do it, and you could see the anchors become increasingly frustrated. I know Chris Cuomo was on and basically going scorched earth on the state of Iowa last night, ripping everyone, you know, within earshot. And I think there's just a lot of frustration. Well, we need to cancel this. We need to get rid of this. And I think maybe once the results are in and we get down, you know, a couple more primaries in, I think people will kind of forget about it and it'll all die down a little bit.
What are people saying there? Because nationally, and, you know, I took a couple calls on this earlier this morning. People are saying this is the Democratic Party trying to screw Bernie again. Are you hearing that? And if so, is there any proof, any signs pointing to that directly other than confusion?
No, there's no proof, but there is a, I would call it a conspiracy theory because I can't verify any of it, but there is something that's kind of floating around on Twitter and Facebook that people are sharing, that the app was designed by this group called Shadow, and that it has ties to the Pete Buttigieg campaign. He has given this company money, and that they're also tied to a group that ran some dark money ads that were anti-Bernie that were running in the state during the last couple of weeks of the election.
So
they weren't supporting a specific candidate, but were just anti-Bernie Sanders.
And I've seen that, too, and I saw some people speculating that, well, the Bernie crew, the Bernie bros, they're saying Mayor Pete needs to resign, or Mayor Cheat, they're calling him. He needs to drop out. And then other people are saying, this isn't fair. This is Russian influence. I swear I'm seeing people say this. This is just a media campaign. This is a smear campaign to try to take out important candidates. And my head is starting to spin over this because we don't have any proof on this. And people are just trying to, like, point the finger of blame at somebody else for their own problems, I think.
Part of this rumor or this little conspiracy theory is that the app was taking votes from other candidates, Bernie, but also Warren and I think a couple of others, and giving them to Buttigieg. And that's why the numbers were not right.
So wait a second.
But we don't know. Again, there's no proof of this at all, but what people are posting, but, you know, whatever. We'll see what happens.
I mean, like, I'm not a big conspiracy theory guy. I know you don't know that, but I'll tell you. It's funny when you go, I don't believe in conspiracies, but Pete Buttigieg's campaign gave money to an app. And that app had a glitch. And what was the glitch? Oh, it took candidates' votes and gave them to Pete. It's hard to go, wait, what? Like, you have to ask some questions there. It's absurd. Is this the Democratic Party's problem? Is this the app company's problem? Is this an Iowa problem? Where do you think the blame is ultimately going to land based off of the people you have, you know, covering the story and the calls and people you've talked to?
I think right now people are blaming the Iowa Democrats because it's their caucus and they run their own caucus. But I do think ultimately if there's a problem with the app, you can blame the developer of the app for it. Now, you can blame the Democrats for not testing the app. And I mean, we have Associated Press here at the radio station, and they send test election results every year for different elections.
Just to make sure things run smooth, huh?
Make sure it runs smoothly. So I'm surprised they didn't run some kind of a shakedown cruise on the app, you know, get the bugs out.
Man.
Which apparently they didn't do.
Is there any talk about when they're going to get this thing figured out?
Later today. The Iowa Democrats in the last couple of hours have said, we will have results later today. Now, when that is, I don't know.
And Pete Buttigieg, he of all the speeches last night claiming victory, his was the most... over here, I won. He basically claimed victory last night. The rest kind of hinted at it.
I was watching that, and we were carrying it live on the station here, and out of all the speeches that I heard, it just sounded like he gave his victory speech that he'd written earlier in the day and just added a couple things to it, like, well, we don't know the results yet, but we were great in Iowa. You know, it just seemed like the things he was saying weren't connected to reality. It seemed like he had already won, and he was telling you he won, and we're going to win again in New Hampshire and whatever. I thought maybe he could have given more of an extemporaneous speech, like some of the other candidates did, where they adjusted it and tried to make it sound like, we don't know, but we're pretty sure we won. We're hearing good things.
Yeah,
Pete Buttigieg was a little too sure of himself.
Yeah, the different candidates seemed to give speeches that I thought played up to all of their personality quirks, whether Bernie's like, we don't know what's happening yet, but, you know, that kind of thing. And I thought Elizabeth Klobuchar was the only, Amy Klobuchar, I thought she was the only one that really was as honest as possible. Like, hey, it looks like we did better than we thought. So what is your vibe from just talking to people? Who comes out? Who do you think, not necessarily who's going to win, but who's going to have the momentum leaving Iowa? Is it all of them just to get out of Iowa?
we talked to people at various precincts, had some of our employees calling in from the various precincts that they were caucusing in. And we had some of our callers call in as well and tell us what's happening in their precincts. But keep in mind, Johnson County, which is where we are, Iowa City, college town, very different demographic from the rest of the state of Iowa.
Okay.
But here, so in this town, for example, Bernie cleaned up. You know, the University of Iowa campus, they had thousands of people in the Iowa Memorial Union. By the way, their lights went out. Another, you just want to add to the cluster that we had last night. They had their lights go out, but somehow they finished the caucus.
But they had like a blackout, like a power outage during the caucus?
Power outage during the caucus, probably the biggest, the most populated site in Iowa City, had the power outage in the middle of their caucus.
Hmm. All right, well, it seems to just be in line with what happened last night all over the state. But I know you're a proud. Are you born and raised in Iowa?
Yep, born and raised in Iowa City, literally across the cornfields from the station where I'm working now. I grew up on a farm.
Wow.
Okay, so I haven't left very far.
So what do you want people to know? Just as we wrap this up, what do you want people to know about Iowa? I'm assuming it's probably going to be something like, we're not a bunch of morons. Please don't let
this. We're not a bunch of morons. We're very white, but we're not a bunch of morons. I do want to share with you before you go one story from Des Moines where a woman was caught smuggling a bottle of wine into the caucus because it fell out of her coat and shattered on the gymnasium floor. And I laughed about it at the time yesterday at 7 o'clock. Today, she's a visionary. I think more people going to those caucuses needed to be drinking because we all needed a few drinks after last night.
Oh, my God. Again, hey, thank you. That's awesome. I mean, look, visionary is a great way to put it. This is Tommy Lang we've been talking to. I've been talking to. Tommy, thanks for being on with me, the news director at 1630 KCJJ in Iowa City. Thanks for taking the time to kind of explain what's been going on there. And I love the fact that the woman brought the wine in. I think I'm going to try that come November. I feel like, or maybe.
Well, remember, she's the only one who got caught. So,
I think
we've smuggled more than a few things into Kinnick Stadium at Hawkeye games here. So, I wouldn't be surprised if people have used those skills during the caucus.
Well, Penn State games, it's kind of sort of the same thing. I know people have, everyone rigs things up so they can drink in the stadium. So, thanks again. And, hopefully it all gets sorted out very soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Tommy.
All
Thanks
right.
so much. It is 10:20 here. It is 10:20 here on WILK News Radio. Again, his name is Tommy Lang, is a news director in Iowa City. It's what a mess. What a mess. Who wants that bottle of wine? I'll even drink it with a little of the glass that shattered just because this is pure chaos.
It's the Jason Barsky Show. WILK News Radio.
And radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.